Christian, heck of a round today. That was a difficult day in that wind. Just how special was that round for you to shoot 67 today?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously started off well with a 40 footer on the first hole. But I knew it was going to be tough today, so I just said to myself, just try and keep it simple, just try to hit the greens, give yourself putts. The greens get near field, it's so pure. Like, if you read it well and you started well, you're going to make a lot of putts. So, and that's what I did today. Obviously, hold out from off the green as well on number six, which is a bonus. I mean, normally if you shoot a special round like that, things as you go your way in the round, and he did, and yeah, I'm happy with the round today.
Now that you've finished early and the rest of the field are still going to have to deal with these conditions, which look like the wind's going to get a little stronger in the afternoon, how do you feel about your position right now? Where do you think you'll be at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope inside the top 10 at least. I mean, like I say, the wind is going to pick up a little bit more, and it already blew quite a bit. So, yeah, I just think if you can take advantage of the downwind hole where you can push the ball up there, softer greens as well, then you can make a score, and then just keep grinding with those holes into the wind.
Would you say this is one of the better putting rounds of your career?
100%, yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, I haven't had a putting round like this for a while. Like yesterday was my best putting round at all. Like, I think I've lost like 2.5 strokes on the field putting yesterday. So it was nice to see the ball go in for a change and post a low number.
Christian, how do you kind of describe the challenge of playing with the wind? Because it's obviously not a steady wind. It goes up and down. How do you kind of, when you're setting up for a shot, account for the wind at that moment? Is it a bit of a guessing game?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely certain shots. As soon as you hit it, the wind just dies down and it flies 10 yards further. But, I mean, that's going to happen to everybody. You must accept it. You must just try to execute every shot as well as you can and hope for the best outcome. I mean, sometimes that's what happened. Yeah, happened to me on 12, and I flew the green by 15 yards, you know. So it is what it is, and we've just accepted. There are going to be bogeys and double bogeys made today with this wind and how this course is playing. So, we've just accepted and move on, I think, yeah.
Compared to, like, heat and rain and cold, is wind the toughest to deal with because it is so variable?
Yeah, 100%. I'd much rather play in 110 degrees and humidity than a 3-club wind, especially on a near field. I mean, it's already a difficult course without wind, you know. So it just made it harder for us. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to watching them kind of suffer with it, and you can sit?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely sit on my couch at home now and watch the coverage and laugh a little. But yeah, I mean, there's two more rounds to go, and hopefully I can just keep my position and do my best over the weekend.
Thank you.
Christian, the qualifying for the Olympics is almost completed, yeah. And you're in pretty good position, obviously, yep. For South Africa. How much are you looking forward to getting to Paris?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's obviously a huge honour representing your country in any way. But at the Olympics, where it's one of the highest levels that we play, and it only happens every 4 years. I actually played it in Japan as well, and it was an unbelievable experience. I'm looking forward to this one as well, and hopefully I can bring back a medal for.
How different do you think the experience will be in Paris compared to Japan during COVID?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously didn't have any spectators and stuff around. which was pretty, because Japan is such a great country. They love their golf. But yeah, in Paris, it's going to be great. I have played that golf course on the European Tour. It's a strong golf course. It's a long golf course. So I'm sure they're going to put it up, set it up well for us. So, yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Thank you.